Now, Ron?
Yes.
You're on video.
Okay.
And Ron likes to wander around a little bit. Two chairs to my left.
Yeah.
Three chairs to my right.
So you can't see me now. That's the way I like it.
Actually, I can, but I wasn't going to tell you that. So go ahead.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to take, is it Lisa?
Marcy.
I'm going to take a cue from Marcy's comment that she's excited. And as a second timer, I bet you you're excited, and I bet you what I'm about to say is going to get the first timers excited. Because I don't know how many of you saw the presentation this morning by Dr. Shakatai, I think was the one who was talking about all the ataxias. And he put up the FARA research treatment pipeline slide. And he said to the effect, we don't have this in the other ataxias. And then he got a question, why is that? Why don't the other ataxias have it? Let me just say.
It's that because of Ron Bartek.
No.
Yeah.
Started off as isolated families and became then without hope, and it turned into a team with a lot of hope, and now we're the FA family with a lot of confidence. You know, and it's because of the team that we all constitute. I wish I had the slide of 2004. That was only 10 years ago. 8 years ago. The 2004 slide had three bars on it. And because we had three mechanisms of action we knew about, and we had only one clinical trial going on, it was the phase two of idebenone. Now you come to 2013, we've got 8 clinical trials going on around the world, and 6 mechanisms of action, and we are now the poster child for neuromuscular diseases. And there's just no question about it. There are so many common diseases like Parkinson's and Huntington's and Alzheimer's that wish they had 8 clinical trials going on. And you know, if you not only see the number of these bars, and you can see this on the FARA website, not only the number of the bars, but how high on the page they go, that means that they're in the later stages of clinical trials. They're up into phase threes now. The final phase of clinical trials. So, you know, I always like to say that together there's nothing we will not accomplish. And whereas in 1999 we didn't even know each other, and there was very little we were going to be able to accomplish by ourselves. And I think, in fact, I'm confident that we will get our first approved treatment very soon, and I'm confident that that will be the beginning of the cocktail therapy that we know we will get eventually, and that with that cocktail therapy, we are going to eliminate this disease. So, we will eliminate it. Let me go down through, you know, there's not enough time to do justice.